The Minister Designate for Inner City and Zongo Development, Alhaji Boniface Abubakar Sadiq, has called for total support from Ghanaians to ensure that the Zongo Development Policy of the NPP succeeds. He said this will help address issues regarding education, job creation and the general well-being of the people. Alhaji Sadiq said this in Accra at a meeting with members of the Ghana Muslim Broadcast Journalists Association. Sani Fudabri filed this report.
The Minister Designate for the Inner City and Zongo Development, Alhaji Boniface Abubakar Sadiq, said it is unfortunate that Zongo communities have been associated with violence, crime, illiteracy, unemployment and many others. He said the time has come to change that negative tag through improvement in secular education in the Zongo and other deprived communities as captured in the NPP manifesto. Alhaji Sadiq said there will be scholarship for the needy but brilliant students.
Zongo is far from any other communities. It is our duty. The president thinks he has to bridge the gap. This is what will ensure peace and harmony in our communities. In the first place, we're talking about health in terms of infrastructure. We're talking about health and sanitation, drinks, maybe cheap compounds, assisting students, giving them scholarships to go to various schools. These people, when they come back to their communities, they also impact their knowledge and whatever they learn in the communities.
The president of the Ghana Muslim Broadcast Journalists Association, Hajia Mariam Sisi of GBC, said the general perception is that the Zongo communities have been relegated to the background. Hajia Sisi thinks otherwise.
I see that we have relegated ourselves to the background because there are some opportunities that we should have taken advantage of, even if they are small, even if we think we deserve more than that or better opportunities. But even with the smaller ones that are presented to us, I think it is high time we look out for such opportunities, take advantage of them, look at how we'd be able to better our lives and that of our communities.
Hajia Mariam Sisi said the Zongo communities are so homogeneous that one cannot differentiate between a Muslim and a non-Muslim.